Almost a quarter century after it was buried to protect it from vandals, the head of Berlin's infamous Lenin statue was dug up today and hauled to its new home. The 4-ton granite sculpture will be part of a new exhibit called Unveiled. It features German history told through lost or forgotten monuments. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson was on hand for the delivery.
In the 2003 comedy film Goodbye Lenin, a helicopter flies the head and torso of the goateed communist leader through a newly unified Berlin. Today's trip of the statue's head to its new home here in the Berlin district of Spandau also had its farcical aspects. A camera drone buzzed overhead as two workers unhitched the sides of the flatbed on which the tarp-covered sculpture was tightly strapped. A large forklift then hoisted the covered head onto a wooden pallet that bent under the weight.
Wird ihn keiner mitnehmen, 3,9 Tonnen.
Spandau cultural official Gerhard Hanke jokes, no one will steal him, he's too heavy.
Ich will jetzt nicht sagen, ein großer Mann, aber eine große Figur.
He adds, I can't say he was a great man, but he's a big statue. The 62-foot monument that once towered over East Berlin's Lenin Square was toppled like most such statues were during the public backlash in the waning days of the Soviet bloc. The first mayor of the reunified Berlin, Eberhard Diepken, ordered its removal in late 1991.
Das war nicht die richtige Einordnung.
He says the statue sent the wrong symbol for German democracy at the time, but that it makes sense to bring it back for the exhibit, given Lenin is a part of German history. But the stone head almost didn't get dug up, thanks to endangered sand lizards discovered near the grave. The curators say it cost more than $13,000 to remove a handful of the creatures living in the area. American filmmaker Rick Minnick, who is a fan of the statue, predicts the Lenin head will be a big exhibit draw.
Well, there was some debate within the city government in Berlin about, you know, should we dig them up or should we not? And that some of the Western people who are like very anti-communist just didn't want to dig them up. Once he's in the exhibit, it'll get discussed a little bit and then it'll just be normal. It's just like a part of Berlin history.
The curators say the exhibit will open early next year. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Spandau.